Doesn't bode well for our parade coverage later today, does it? At three different locations along the parade route.
All right, so we're going to go to wired microphone technology. No, we cannot hear you on the wired either.
No, because that was not potted up either.
Technology.
Oh, there we go. Yes, we're on the air now. Yes. That's a matter of fact, we are. Yeah, sure enough.
You have me all right?
Son of a bitch.
Whoa. Right, I have to confess, I can't really hear you guys, so just
okay, we have you.
All right. Let's talk to some of the people out here in the crowd. How you doing, sir?
Good. How you doing, Gordo?
This guy showed up wearing a Ranger cap.
He got a Dirk shirt, though.
It's nice for sports instability.
May bring Gordo up just a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so when did you arrive out here?
I've probably been out here about an hour.
An hour, and where'd you come from?
I came from Aubrey.
Ah, home of the Chaparrals.
Our production guy?
Yes. Yeah.
That's a joke no one gets.
Yeah.
So, you actually know who Aubrey
is?
Of course. So, where did you have to park?
I actually got on the dart train in Carrollton, so I parked in Carrollton.
Good. Is this your friend next to you?
No.
Now, you're wearing some sort of a sports championship ring. What do you have there?
That's my North Texas ring.
Oh, you graduated North Texas.
Yes, sir, I did.
What did you major in?
History.
And how far did you travel to get here today for the Mavs parade?
McKinney? Yes, sir.
Did you take public transportation or did you?
No, I actually drove and I just parked like two blocks away.
He's gumming up the works down here.
I was here since 6 o'clock in the morning. So yeah.
Winning.
Yeah.
Winning.
Yeah. Yeah. So far, so good.
Why are you laughing?
Huh? I don't know.
Gordon. He is a laughing guy.
Oh gosh,
a fake Nigel.
I got to warn you, I can't hear you. Are you talking?
You're 3 feet from us and you can't hear us?
What's that?
Said you're 3 feet from us and
no,
you can't hear us?
Not okay. Unless you talk loud.
I call that crappy engineering. Go ahead.
I'm working on getting some headphones for me. Now, these people, I think, are good P1s. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you, girl?
Awesome.
Awesome. Now, are you a couple?
Yeah-ish.
What do you mean, ish?
We're friends.
How old are you guys?
23.
How old are you, ma'am?
20.
20? Any of you guys, slept together?
Don't lie.
Ish.
Shut up.
Totally.
Have you slept together, man?
Yes, we have.
Oh.
Have you done everything with each other's body?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You allow them full access?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Backstage pass.
A backstage pass.
Wow.
That's what I heard
out
of it.
That's quite a woman.
What's happening? What is that?
That was a drop.
Applause was drowning
us
out.
That was just a drop, yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That is not what I meant.
Isn't okay. Now, did you guys have a little celebratory lovemaking after the Mavericks won in Game 6?
Actually, yes.
I was really drunk.
Much so, yeah.
Really drunk and sloppy, and you just had to keep apologizing, sir, and saying, "Man, this has never happened to me before."
Actually, yes.
That's way too disturbing. Yeah. And are you kids enjoying this story?
He ain't talking to nobody.
You having fun, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
Eight.
And I guess you're out of school, right? It's summer. And what time did you guys get down here? Any concept of time?
Like at 5:30.
Oh, 5:30. Yeah. Who's your favorite Maverick?
Jason Terry.
Jet, as he's called, right? You like the headbands he wears?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did you get to watch a lot of the games, or was it too late for you?
I saw a lot of the games.
Oh, good. Would you like to give a shout-out to Jason Terry right now?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh,
she's
just too embarrassed.
Look at her. She's burying her head
in her
hands.
She doesn't know what to say.
That's okay.
It's her hero.
Would you like to say hi to some of your friends on the radio?
No. Well,
no.
She's clamming up.
She's not talking to the media, oddly enough.
She just now realized it was live.
Not talking to the media. What's your name, sir?
Eddie.
Now look at you. Come step up here. Let me see you, Eddie. Where'd you come from, Eddie?
Garland.
Garland?
Yeah.
Have you had anything to drink today?
Not yet.
You know, it's surprising that I've noticed a lot of people doesn't look like they're drinking yet.
Well, it's not 9.
Well, that doesn't matter. Americans are always looking for an excuse to get their drink on.
That's
now,
right.
Did you arrive here with a lady friend?
My sister, right here.
Oh, gross. Don't do that with your sister.
No, that's just nasty, man. Actually, I got a favor. Can I get a picture with you?
Well, how about after we're off the air?
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
All right, fair enough. Okay, let me move down here. We're on wired technology, so it's a little...
What about some girlies over there?
How are you doing, ma'am?
Good. How are you?
How old are you?
26.
You're 26?
Gosh.
Wait,
she was in high school.
You're 26. You look like you're about 11 or 12. You look like you're You're about to go through that special first time that's very confusing to you, and your mom didn't really explain fully.
No, she explained it to me.
How old were you when she told you about it?
17.
Good Lord.
When she told you about the birds and the bees or the actual shedding of the uterine lining?
She took me to the doctor because she didn't think I was a virgin. And she took
your mom took you to the doctor to get to check your virginity?
Yeah.
Well, what were the doctor's findings?
I was still a virgin. I didn't lose my virginity until I was 21.
So you're 21. Now, who's this guy next to you?
It's my brother.
Do you want to hear all about this?
No, I do not.
Now, did your parents take you to the doctor to get a virginity test, too?
No, I went to get an STD check the first time.
Oh, no.
The first time your parents took you to a doctor, you got an STD check?
Yes.
Well, your parents are very concerned with y'all's genitals.
Exactly. We are very surprised on the whole situation.
Now, what's your name, ma'am?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. And you lost your virginity when you were?
21.
21. And what do they do in a virginity check?
Well, actually, it's a pap smear.
Gosh.
Shut up!
A pap smear is different than a virginity check, isn't it?
Same thing. Like, you're not supposed to go get a pap smear unless you're having sex.
Okay.
And so the doctor was like, well, she shouldn't be getting this because she's not even having sex yet.
Uh-huh.
So.
And who was the guy that you lost your virginity to? Was it awkward?
No, it was perfect.
It was perfect.
It was. It really was.
Was he an athlete?
No. He was muscular.
And you still with him?
No.
Was he white?
No.
What was he?
Spanish.
Spanish?
Yeah.
Like from Spain?
No, Mexican, I guess.
A Spaniard from Mexico.
What?
Yeah. Do you like white guys?
I don't have a preference, no.
Okay.
Albanians.
If you had to choose a guy on the Mavericks Albanians. To sleep with, who would you choose?
I wouldn't at
Berea.
All.
Huh?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't sleep with any Dallas Maverick?
No.
Why not?
Liar.
I'm not a skank.
Yeah.
Wait, this guy says he would sleep with a Dallas Maverick. What's your name, sir?
Is it going to get me in the AAC?
Gosh. This is a deliberate
severe
moment here.
Crush on Dirk. Are you going to ask me about my first pap smear?
No, not. How old are you, sir? What's your name?
I'm 31. My name's Roy Connor.
And where'd you come in from today?
Haltom City.
Okay. So your trailer's in Haltom City.
Yeah. No, it's actually on the back of my truck. It's actually on the back of my truck.
He lives right in the back of
the parking
lot.
Now, how many people did you show up with here today?
Just two other ones.
And did you take public transportation?
Yeah, we did. We took the train.
So how were the trains coming in down here?
It was actually crowded at 5 o'clock this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but did you have problems getting on? Did you have to squeeze on?
Do you see how fat I am? I don't have any problems getting anywhere.
Oh, my gosh. All right. This guy's full of shtick.
Whole routine.
Thanks for your time.
We're going to have 300,000 people down here today, I think.
We are.
All right, Gordo, why don't we take a quick break? We're going to have more wireless fun with the great Gordo or hardwired fun with the great Gordo. Coming up next is the celebration continues from AT&T Victory Plaza.
Coming up Saturday at 2, it's
in the Madhouse. Gordo with the wireless. Come in, Gordo. Where are you?
Thank you so much, Miller Man. I'm basically right in the middle of the AT&T Plaza, right in between the two fountains, right in between the two buildings. There are people who have set up all these temporary chairs out here. I guess they got here early to get a good seat. Here's a gentleman here. What's your name, sir?
Charles Turner.
Charles, what time did you get here to get this seat?
I got here about 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Now, when was the last time you woke up at 6 o'clock?
I've been a long, long time, man.
What do you do for a living?
I'm on company. I own CLs and D's Kid Transit Service, located in Garland, Texas.
I got the located in Garland, Texas part, but didn't catch what your business does.
CLs and D's is a transportation service for kids. Pick them up and take them to school and take them to church, wherever they need to go.
Now, you decided to not go with a chair out here. You're just sitting on a cooler.
Well, I got my grandkids with me and a few more kids for my service, so we try to be comfortable as we can, carry a light load.
Now, Charles, right?
Charles.
I got to tell you, I don't really trust you with my kids because you just said that you have probably about 10 kids with you, and none of them were within eye shot.
They're big enough to take care of themselves, and I got a cell phone. They all got phones, so we communicate through the cell phone line.
Ask him if he has beer in the cooler.
You communicate through the cell phone line. That's great. Okay, so how old's the youngest kid?
The youngest kid is my grandson. Is Jai Turner. He's like 6 years old.
Jive?
Wait, Jive is his name?
Jai.
Jai.
Jai. Jai Turner. He's 6 years old, and you just turned him loose in the plaza.
Yeah, turn him loose in the plaza.
man.
All right, can we take a look at what's in your cooler there, Charles? It's heavily indented due to you sitting on top of it.
I've been sitting on it for a while.
Yeah, that's right. All right, you got a big
big bag of ice.
Looks like you got some Powerade there, some Pepsi.
Oh,
full
yeah.
Sugar. You don't go in for the diet stuff?
Well, we do, but they don't drink it all up.
They've already drunk it all?
They've drunk it up.
And is that your Dora sippy cup?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and let's talk about this food. What you got here in the way of food?
Well, we got a little cheese and ham.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It looks like it's in full E. coli packaging.
It is.
Yep, there you go. All right. Thank you, Charles.
No beer?
Appreciate it.
You are so very welcome.
No beer?
No beer. I wish I had one.
Oh, that's great child care. All right. Let's talk to this guy here. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
What's your name?
Antonio.
How old are you, Antonio?
14.
And where did you come from for this celebration?
I came from Dallas.
You're already in Dallas? You're from here?
Yeah, I'm from here.
Okay, now you're 14, and you decided not to shave those 7 hairs that are growing out of your upper lip. Why is that?
Nah, I don't know. I was just too tired last night.
That grew out since yesterday?
No, it's been growing for a while, but I've been too lazy to do it.
Now, you're in body paint. You're shirtless. You've got a Mavs horse head on your chest there, on your abdomen, and your pants are hanging down mid-thigh. Why can't your... Is this your mother?
Yeah.
Why can't you afford clothes that fit him, ma'am?
I buy him big so he can wear them longer. He can grow into them. I'm kidding.
Yeah, but his waist will never get to a size 46. Right now, he's crank thin skinny. He looks like he's got about a 20-inch waist. He's wearing 46-inch pants.
I'll make sure we'll feed him plenty of junk food we got here.
Oh, gosh. They got the grab bag of Lay's sour cream and onion, barbecue, Cheetos, everything. And it looks like you got a little vomit or something there on your shorts. What's that?
It's just how the style of the shorts.
Oh, it's the vomit shorts?
No.
What kids are doing. All right, thanks for your time. All right. How you doing, ma'am? What's your name?
Michelle.
How old are you, Michelle?
I'm 19.
19? And what school did you... I guess you're out of school, right?
Yeah, I'm out of school now.
Did you just graduate?
No, I graduated last year.
Where'd you graduate from?
Plano East.
All right, Pesh. That's what I like to call them.
Yeah, Panthers. That's what everybody calls it.
Yeah. Okay, and why are you here today?
To see the Mavs.
Is there something going on with the Mavs today?
I thought they were going to give a speech, but, I mean, if we don't see them, I'm just here to support them, I guess.
Is this your boyfriend right here?
No.
Who's this guy?
This is my friend Luke.
Good friend.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, everybody?
Okay, don't yell into the microphone. What'd you smoke in there?
Cigarette.
I know that. Then what brand?
Marlboro.
How old are you?
20.
All right. Sounds like you got a great future ahead of you.
Yeah. I'm studying business, so...
Your parents didn't spring for braces?
No.
Oh,
they didn't.
No,
all right,
stop.
Appreciate your time, man.
What are you
take
doing?
Care.
Always with the teeth.
Break up the dental
with
stuff,
the
teeth.
What? It's legitimate, right? All right, let me head in. I'm in a thick...
Parents didn't want to spring for braces.
I am in the thick of the biggest tent city you've ever seen. People just setting up camp everywhere. And these people are smart because they got the chairs happening. And let me... how you doing, sir?
Doing great.
Now, you're a photographer?
No, I just take pictures for myself.
How old are you?
68.
68 years young, as I like to say.
Yeah. What station are you on?
Oh, the ticket. Yeah. What's your name?
Don Martin.
Don. And are you here with anyone? You
no,
shake my
my
hand.
Wife.
Your wife. Now, where is she?
But she went that away.
What'd you do going that away? Trying to hook up with a player?
No. No, I can't say.
Would you let her hook up with a player? Are you that big a Mavs fan?
No.
Let's say Deshaun Stevenson came up to you and he was so drunk he thought he was in Florida and wanted to make out with your wife.
I probably wouldn't let him.
Why not? Hey, you guys are old. You guys are going to stay committed, right?
Yeah, but I still wouldn't let her do it.
Oh, okay. All right. You demand faithfulness out of her.
Thank you.
How long do you think...
And that's the end of that one.
How long do you think you'll live?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I hope till at least 75 or 80.
That's wishful thinking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's wishful thinking. You don't think he has 7 years left?
No. I
don't. What do you mean? Why?
Just don't. Because I could see him.
He seemed like a nice guy.
No, he was a nice guy. I didn't say he wasn't a nice guy. Just said he's not going to be around that much longer. All right, what time is it? I have no idea. I don't have a clock on me.
You got another minute or so, maybe.
Okay, let me try to find one guy to
finish on.
I'm sorry?
It's my dream come true. You want a guy or a girl?
How about a girl?
A girl, huh? Okay. What a slim pickings.
Single is good-looking women walking.
How you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you?
You look put out by me asking you how you doing.
Just been up all night.
What have you been doing all night?
I've been sitting here.
When'd you get here?
About 4 in the morning.
Where'd you come in from?
Well, I live here in Dallas.
Okay. How old are you?
25.
25, and you a big Mavs fan?
I'm a big enough Mavs fan, yeah.
What's your name?
My name's Amy.
And did you drink last night, Amy?
Maybe a little bit.
Where did you drink?
Where did we go? Trophy room.
Uh-huh. And how drunk did you get?
Not very drunk, because I knew I was driving here.
Okay, good, good. Is this your boyfriend here?
That is my boyfriend, yes.
Gosh, you ought to see this guy. Now, let me try to describe him. He's wearing a no-witness shirt. Now, what is no-witness?
Oh, no, not this.
It means we got to witness Dirk beating LeBron, I guess.
It has the negation in front. It says no-witness.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You'd have to take that up with the Mavs fan store, I guess. But
Now, you got Ray-Bans on. You got the Jet Terry headband on.
Yeah.
You have a very weak jaw.
I do, yeah. It's probably made of glass.
You know, have you ever thought about like a jaw implant?
Oh, my God.
No, I have not. Actually, I was thinking about calf implants before I got a jaw implant.
Yeah, those are good. The calf implants are good. Now, what about the backpack? What's in the backpack?
I probably shouldn't say that on the microphone.
Come on. You're
some Gatorade pouches. What else do I got? An extra T-shirt that I already sweat through.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This guy kind of looks like Tom Green, if you want a visual.
Yeah, okay. Tom's in my life, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Lots of Toms in your life. When was the last time you had sexual relations with this young lady?
It wasn't last night because I was sleeping right here, but probably the night before.
So people camped out to be here close?
Congratulations. You guys enjoy each other's bodies.
Gordon.
All right, good job, Gordo.
So these guys are...
Okay, so these people... And right now in Gordo's corner, it's Gordo with the wireless microphone brought to us by the Snoring Center at Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep. And Gordo is out again amongst the masses here on the plaza.
Yeah, it's mayhem out here, as you can probably tell. It's very, very loud. So I don't know if you guys can hear me. How you doing, man?
Hi.
What's your name?
Miss Tina.
Tina, is the mic cutting out there?
It's okay now.
Yes, it's real.
What's that?
You said it's real hot?
No, I didn't. I said it's the mic cutting out.
Oh, no, it's not cutting out.
Where are you from, Tina?
I'm originally from Flint, Michigan, but I live down here in Dallas.
Oh, you do? And how far did you travel today to get here to the plaza?
I traveled 30 minutes. We've been here since 5 a.m. this morning.
All right, and how old's your little boy here?
He's 3.
3, and he's already asleep down there.
Yes, he is.
Uh-huh. We having fun?
Oh, yes, yeah, I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, who's your favorite Maverick? These are the standard questions I ask everyone.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Now, are you black? I didn't ask you.
I'm mixed.
Ooh, how mixed?
I'm black and Filipino.
What about your boy?
He's black, Filipino, and Puerto Rican.
You got a grab bag there. All right, now, what is it? We've noticed that a lot of black people don't say Nowitzki. They say Nowitzki. Why is that?
You said, why do a lot of black people take offense and say Nowitzki?
No. Why do they just say Nowitzki instead of Nowitzki? Nowitzki.
It's the accent.
Thanks for your time. Great, Tina. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Boy, would you bring the three-year-old to the craziness?
No. He's laying in the stroller, sweating his rear off.
Oh.
What's that?
Gordon Q, the interview.
Oh, yeah. What's your name?
Spencer.
Spencer, what's your story out here?
My story here? In Plymouth, New York, in the mid-90s. I followed the Mavericks when I struggled with Triple J's. So I actually had mutual vested interest in Mavericks. Now I'm a diehard Mavericks fan.
Now, what made you think that facial hair was a good look?
Look, everyone tells me that.
It's like so pencil thin everywhere. You get the chin strap beard. And...
I sculpt, you know, in the mirror. I angle it. I turn. Before you know it, takes time.
Yeah, you're kind of a heavy guy, right?
I'm much known as a rotund guy. Yeah.
Okay, so you probably can't get down there to do any manscaping in the.
I'm fine. I'm doing good.
Okay, all right.
Mark that laugh.
Thanks for your time.
No problem, Gordon. Appreciate it.
Yeah. He's a fast talker too. All right, let me talk to this guy here. Hey, sir, let me talk to you. We're with Gordon Keith, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
What'd you say?
Uh-huh. And are you down here for the Mavs parade?
Yeah, I'm down for the Mavs, yeah. Best parade ever.
And how long have you been a Mavs fan?
About...
Wait, did you just say this was the best parade ever?
Yeah.
It hadn't started yet.
I know. It's just hype. It's hype already.
Okay.
It's hype.
How long you been a Mavs fan?
About 5 years.
5 years?
I moved down here from Atlanta. So I've been down here 5 years. So I've been 5 years a fan.
You moved down here from Atlanta?
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Okay. All right. And were you a big, what's the Atlanta team here?
Huh?
What's the Atlanta basketball team?
Hawks. Hawks?
Yeah.
I think so. I didn't fool with their basketball team. I know the Atlanta Falcons, but I didn't fool with the Hawks.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Why aren't you married?
Because I don't want to be married right now.
You don't want to be married right now?
No.
Tomorrow. Why, are you playing the field?
Yeah. I'm a free agent.
You are?
Yeah.
You don't have a girlfriend?
No.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Okay.
Boy, have you guys related to our segment yesterday on Dirk and the Black Man? Have you noticed all the black guys wearing Dirk T-shirts and jerseys?
Yeah,
you
bet. A few, yeah.
The black man here, at least, loves Dirk. Gordon?
God, it is so freaking loud out here. Boy, there is a hot African-American female about 3 o'clock from me over here.
Talk to her.
You bet. She got that crazy hair that I love. How you doing, ma'am? Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. What's your name?
Sheena.
Sheena, what do you do for a living, Sheena?
PR.
PR. I figured a hot girl like you is going to be in PR or something like that. How old are you?
Oh, I'm not telling my age.
Come on. You can be honest with me. I'm on the radio.
I'm not telling my age. A lady never tells her age.
Okay. You're what? You look kind of like Tyra Banks.
I don't think so.
But better?
No. I wish I had her money.
Okay, good. You're trying to get somewhere?
Yeah, we're trying to the front to see what's going on.
Okay.
Tell her you need to be in love with
I
her.
Need to be in love with you.
Huh?
Yeah. Okay, thanks for your time.
That's just his Collinsworth fan.
Hey, what, sir? Darius. Now, I hope you don't think this is too far, but are you a black guy?
Yeah.
And what kind of jersey are you wearing right now?
Oh, Dirk, all the way. Dirk Nowitzki, all the way.
Have you always been a big fan of Dirk?
Yes, sir.
And are all your friends big fans of Dirk?
You better know it.
I better know it?
You better know it.
Okay. How old are you?
19.
Where you live?
South Dallas.
Now, I would think in South Dallas that Dirk wasn't real popular before he won the ring.
Nah, not really. He was popular. Very popular, actually. He's been there for so many years, 12 years. He's been very popular in, South Dallas.
You never held the opinion that Dirk was soft?
Nah, not at all.
Uh-huh.
Not at all.
You know what country Dirk hails from?
Germany.
Could you point out Germany on a map for me? I have one right here.
I don't think I could.
That's all right. It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool. It's pretty cool.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Is it pretty cool?
Pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So, Bushmouth.
Yeah, pretty cool.
All right, there you go. Pretty and what do you do for a living?
I'm a basketball player myself.
Oh. Professional basketball player?
Overseas.
Where?
I play in Argentina.
What's your team's name?
That's not really Argentina. Overseas.
Yeah, Argentina is not really overseas. I mean, it's connected by land.
Yeah, but you know how they—that's how they call it.
That's how they call it.
So yeah,
that's how they call it.
Yeah, that's how they do it. Pretty much.
Pretty good.
Yeah, anything outside the U.S.
is overseas.
Yeah, pretty much.
Canada, Mexico.
Yeah, they would say that is. It's crazy. They say Mexico is overseas, but it's really not.
Yeah. And what position do you play?
I'm a point guard.
I was about to say, because you're pretty short.
I'm short. So short. 5'11".
How tall are you?
5'11".
About how tall?
5'11".
All right. So what's the name of your team again?
Argentina.
Wait, you have a mascot, right?
I think it's like the Hawks or something like that.
You don't even know what your team's name is?
First year goal. February. We're leaving February.
Liar.
You haven't started yet.
Nah, first year.
All right, what's your name? We can look you up.
Darius Armstrong.
Yes, sir.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, pretty good.
Where'd you play in college?
Where did I play in college? I didn't go to college. Straight out of high school.
Okay. Oh, you're that good?
No, it ain't that good. I had 2 years of camp, so it ain't just being that good. But, I didn't.
A lot of work.
A lot of work. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Where did you play in high school?
Dallas Cann. Dallas Cann.
On Ross.
They
Dallas
have a
Cann
team?
Academy, Wildcats.
Have you ever heard of Dale Hansen?
No. No, I haven't heard of it.
Okay, appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
They have a basketball team?
I'd guess.
if Homeless USA does, or I'm sorry, Homeless
USA.
You're comparing USA. You're comparing Dallas Kane to Homeless USA.
No. Homeschooling.
Well, I can't wait to watch that guy overseas play for the Argentina Hawks.
He's my he's my favorite new basketball player. Why isn't he on a float? I have no idea. He should be on a float today. How you doing, sir?
Doing pretty good.
You can go ahead and exhale that. All right. Too much you have to hold in that smoke while you're talking to me.
Yeah, what's going on? How y'all doing?
What's your name?
My name is Adil.
Adil?
Adil? Like I make you a deal. Yes, sir.
Is that a nickname or your actual given name?
Real name.
Really? That's odd. Why did your parents name you that?
I'm a badass. I just make deals, you know what I'm saying? I'm a hustler.
Oh, boy.
Your parents named an infant a deal because you're a badass.
No, I'll give you a good deal, you know what I'm saying? I'm a hustler.
No, I know what you're saying.
I got you. I make you a good deal.
What do you hustle, a deal?
Everything. Everything.
He makes you think we're going to have gunfire here later today.
Like, you trafficking people? Like a woman? You can give me a woman?
I can get some. If you want some.
God.
Cigarettes.
I can get that, too.
What about stolen goods?
I don't know if I should answer these anymore.
No, it's
questions. I gave my real name.
How old are you? And you already turned to this life of black marketing.
24.
24.
Yes, sir.
And where'd you go to college?
I'm getting a little too specific here, man. I mean, you're gonna find me and I'm gonna get arrested. That's not cool.
Yeah, you're talking to a dealer.
I can't answer no more questions like that.
Okay. All right. So it's oddly enough, it's when I asked you the college question, you couldn't tell me anything more. You told me that you could traffic in women.
Yeah, I shouldn't answer that either. But, hey, it's too late for that now, right?
There are 1 million colleges. He couldn't come up with a fake one.
Thank you.
Well, what college would you have gone to if you would have shared it on the air?
I did go to UTA.
Oh, you did go to UTA. That's the one you wouldn't share on the air?
I graduated.
Okay. All right. Cool. Appreciate it.
Definitely.
Yep. Thanks. That's a deal.
That's a college grad there.
Oh, my God. So crazy. All right. Let's talk to this guy here. What's your name, sir?
Ryan.
What's your story, Brian?
Just came out to have a good time, you know.
How early did you have to get here to get in the plaza?
It's like 8 o'clock. I got up at like 6. I got here like 7:30.
Are you taking off work today?
Yes.
What do you do?
I work for Chase. I shouldn't have said that.
For Chase, the bank?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they understand. Hey, how do you get a Mavs victory parade, huh?
Exactly. How often? Yeah, it's good. Hopefully I have another one next year, though.
Have you met Adil yet?
Who?
Adil.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, he's that guy over there with bad facial hair who says that he can get you women and cigarettes.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think I need that.
Thank you. What's your name, sir?
Blake.
Blake?
Yeah.
Are you out here for the Mavs?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Mav?
Nowitzki and Terry. I like them both.
How do you pronounce Dirk's last name?
You trying to front me out? Hold on.
Yeah, you're trying
Nowitzki,
to front me.
Right?
Nowitzki.
I mean, Nowitzki, yeah. Might be the...
Have you had a few drinks?
I can't say that on the radio.
Yeah, you can. How old are you?
23.
Yeah, you're fine.
What's
you're
he
legal.
Do for a living?
Yeah, you know.
I know what?
I had a couple drinks, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I do know that you've had a couple drinks. Now that you've told me, what do you do for a living? What was your name again?
Blake.
Blake, what do you do for a living? How many syllables in Blake, by the way?
Huh?
Blake? Is it Blake or just Blake?
Just Blake.
Okay, Blake. What do you do for a living, Blake?
I'm a rigger.
I'm sorry?
I'm a rigger, stagehand rigger.
Yeah, gotcha.
Shows, stuff like that.
Right, so you work in the theater business?
Yeah.
Have you always been very theatrical?
Huh?
Have you always been very theatrical?
No.
You guys have great chemistry.
No, not at all.
Yeah, y'all ought to do a show.
Have you ever
together.
Fired a gun?
Yeah.
Plan on doing that today?
Maybe later on.
See, I told you.
I'm wanting to shoot up this town today.
Yeah?
I've been waiting for this parade just so I can overturn a cop car or two.
Yeah, already.
Yeah. What?
Hey, have you heard of Darius Armstrong?
Uh-uh.
You ever heard of Darius Armstrong?
Who is that?
Well, he's only the starting point guard of the Argentina Hawks.
Argentina Hawks? Oh, nah.
Try to get him to talk about drinking beer.
Hey, what kind of beer did you drink earlier today? Or did you drink beer or did you drink liquor?
Nah, I drink liquor. Rum, dark rum.
How come you don't drink beer?
Why don't you drink beer?
I do it every now and again.
Do what?
What's your drink?
What does he call it?
What do I drink?
Yeah, what do you normally drink?
I normally drink vodka.
Vodka? Already.
What about you? What's your favorite kind of beer?
Corona. Yeah.
And what are you smoking there?
It's a black.
A black?
Yeah, black and mild.
Is that how you would describe yourself?
I always ask that. That's
that's funny.
Uh-oh.
Didn't like that joke
too
much.
Don't start a race war.
Do they sell black and strong or black and aggressive or black and threatening? Is it always black and mild?
Nah, I'm black and threatening. They just sell black and mild from what I know of.
What about the ladies, Blake? Are you pretty popular with the ladies?
Yep. Might be as popular as you.
I doubt that.
Nah.
I doubt that. What kind of women do you go for? You like the Asian?
I like them all.
What different kinds of women you been with?
Huh?
What kind of different women have you been with?
You're trying to get me in trouble. Somebody might be listening.
Nobody's listening. They won't recognize your voice. They'll think that I'm talking to...
I got a noticeable voice.
Huh?
I got a noticeable voice. I can't be saying that.
They'll think I'm talking to David Chappelle.
Huh? Say what?
They'll think I'm talking to David Chappelle.
Nah, I can't disclose that information.
What kind of ladies you like?
I like all of them.
Like, have you been with a Puerto Rican girl?
Yeah.
What's the difference in a Puerto Rican and a white?
You tell me.
Well, no, I mean, you've been with them.
You have too.
You're a player, though. I'm not.
I'm not a player. I
have
just crush a lot.
Have him do a liner for us, Sam. I'm not drinking that beer.
I just crush a lot. I'm not a player.
Crush a lot. What does that mean?
Y'all know what that means?
Oh, you have crushes on girls?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. What did you say, George?
I said, have him do a liner for us. That when he's not drinking that beer, he's listening to Dunham and Miller.
All right, do us a favor. We want to get a radio liner from you. Say, hey, this is Blake, and when I'm done drinking that beer, I listen to Dunham and Miller.
Say it again, I can't hear you.
Say, hey, this is Blake, and when I'm done drinking that beer, I listen to Dunham and Miller.
Hey, this is Blake, and when I get done drinking that beer, I listen to Dunham and Miller.
Thank you, Blake. Appreciate it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
Hey.
That's what I'm talking about, too. You bet. He had the most infectious smile. He's just sitting there with lazy eyes talking to him.
Didn't care about too much?
He didn't care about nothing.
I've never heard that job description before, that job title before.
What was it?
I can't remember. What was it, Craig?
Oh, you talking about that rigger I was just talking to?
Yeah, it's that.
Yeah, that's what you call it, the theater business.
Hey, by the way, Darius told us that he played point guard at Dallas Cann Academy.
Yeah.
So P1 Edwin emails and says, who does Dallas Cann Academy play? Fort Worth Did Academy?
Oh, come on.
No way.